In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, let's get to it, because somebody is really mad at me for not talking about Kansas State. I want to make sure this is true, and I'm going to tell you the source that I get it from. This is from On3 Sports.
Yeah, I've got it on the Manhattan Mercury, too.
So we're good.
Chris Kleiman's out.
This is happening.
So we're good. So Chris Kleiman is set to announce his retirement this week. Texas A&M offensive coordinator and former Wildcat quarterback / offensive coordinator Colin Klein is lined up to replace him.
So Kleiman to Klein, huh? Here's what I'm going to say real quick. Just, I love this by K-State. They just did a coaching search behind the scenes. It didn't get ugly. It didn't get dirty. Nobody knew what was going on. They went out, they quietly got their guy, and they're going to move on. And look, I think it's a great move. We said this earlier in the year when Colin Klein's name started to surface at Oklahoma State. Once they fired the guy with the mullet down there, who's a man in 40, once they got rid of that guy, Colin Klein's name started to become hot. And that's when K-State fans started to get, you know, kind of unrest, if you will, in Manhattan. And they're like, we got to make a change. We can't let Colin Klein go to Oklahoma State. And then it kind of dissipated for a while. Nobody was talking about it. Everybody kind of moved on. And then quietly behind the scenes, Kleiman at 58, quote-unquote, is going to retire. I'm not buying that he's retiring. It's just time to make a change, and that's how you do it without being fired. You say, I'm going to retire and move on. I think he was a really good coach at K-State. Did he live up to Bill Snyder standards? No. You got to stop living in that world too. If you're in K-State, you know, you got to make sure you've got the money there for the NIL and all of that kind of stuff. I love the hire for K-State. I think it's important for K-Staters to have Colin Klein as their coach, because I do think there's a lot of them that feel they still got burned with the Brad Underwood situation on the basketball side of things. And so you never want to see one of your guys go lead somebody else. How do you think Oklahoma State feels about Bill Self at KU for the last 25 years, or, you know, whatever the case may be, or how KU fans felt about Dean Smith running roughshod in North Carolina for all those years? You hate to see your guy go on and do things elsewhere when he could have been yours. And I'm sure Colin Klein would have been a hot candidate had this not been going on behind the scenes, right? And K-State did the right thing. You didn't even know a coaching search was going on. It hasn't gotten ugly. What's going on at Penn State is an utter disaster right now for a football program. And K-State just quietly said, all right, Kleiman's going to retire. We're going to hire, you know, Colin Klein. And he's going to come in here at 36 and be our head coach. And we're ready to go. And I think that has a lot of people excited about that. I'm excited to see how this one plays out. And I'll tell you what, for Kansas fans, man, your guy better be watching his tail, because Lance Leipold has done nothing but get worse every year.
Yeah, I completely agree, Bob. This is amazing work for K-State.
It not really is.
No drama. No debacle, no headlines, like no guy leaving early, recruits now leaving with this coach and all this. No one, this is perfect.
Yeah.
And they're getting the guy that they want. And not only that, like Klein, obviously QB OC with K-State for many years under Snyder, mm-hmm. leaves, goes to A&M for one season. And what's A&M? CFP contender, one of the best offenses in college football with a new quarterback.
Right.
Like he comes on with a new quarterback and a new offense and completely gets him, I mean, set and ready to go right away. I think this is going to be awesome. If he's able to implement a new offense with Avery Johnson, who we know has some talent, This could be huge for K-State, man.
You want to talk about juice getting inserted into a program just in a matter of moments, right? Like, you're pretty pumped up. I'm excited about it, and I don't care about K-State, you know? Right? I think it's a great move. And I'm going to say this kind of loosely, but it's kind of like the way old Mississippi handled it. They had their guy ready to go, and there was no drama after Lane and all that drama left, but there was no drama in who the next guy was going to be. They knew right away they were convicted. I love when places are convicted about who they want to hire and who they want to draft. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but when you're convicted on it and you know that's the guy that you want and you go and get that guy, there's something special about that. And man, K-State did the right thing here by getting Colin Klein in to be their head coach, because what you just did now is you put yourself back on the map. Every K-State fan is ecstatic. You're going to move tickets. People are so thrilled. The NIL donations are going to go up. What a great move by Kansas State today. Bravo, man.
I'm in.
So I think it's funny when people voice text and says, well, it also speaks well of Christ Kleinman, too. He's not the type of person to make us, you know, seen on his way out. So that's also there as well. I think this is something where we talk about Tomlin earlier, where like your time is has run its course. There's a lot of people in Manhattan that have been upset with the product. Like, you know, you got your big win this year. You went to Lawrence and you beat KU, but that's every year. Like, you've been doing that since, hell, I've been a stain on the mattress.
Before
right?
I was even in college, and I went to college in 95.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing that's interesting, too, now is that, you know, there are certain times where planets align, and you have to take advantage of that.
Yes, you do.
That happens a lot in our career field. This happens a lot in sports. And when you have a guy who is, you think, ready to be a coach, where, I mean, you think of all the planets that align in Manhattan today. Right. You want a new change. You want a new voice. You want the guy that was your, you know, your guy for however many years.
You're bringing your hero home.
And now he's going to take over. And in a time where the season didn't go what it was supposed to be, I think they were Big 12 favorites this year.
Yeah. Going into the year.
And they lost that game in the first half in Ireland. They lost the season. Lost the season in the first half in Ireland. And they never got it back. And now, I'm usually not one of those hire your guys because you eventually got to fire them type thing. But college is different. Everybody wants their guy. No matter what university you go to, you want your I need a Michigan man. I need a Notre Dame guy. I need a Tennessee guy. I need a KU guy.
And it's funny you say that because Ohio State's offensive coordinator, Brian Hartline, is expected to become the next coach at South Florida.
Was he at USF before?
He's Ohio State's play caller and has built a reputation as the country's top developer of wide receivers. You don't say. At Ohio State.
But Hartline was somewhere else too. Wasn't he mid-major Mac?
Oh, I'm sure he's been somewhere else besides Ohio State. But what they say, according to Pete Thamel, he says Ohio State offensive coordinator Brian Hartline is expected to become the next coach of South Florida. He's OSU's play caller and built reputation as the country's top developer at wide receiver.
Yeah, I feel like he was a head coach for somebody. There's a reason I know that name, right? What's interesting is all of these jobs continue to get filled, and Penn State still sits out there like a sore thumb.
And it looks like college is going with the pro style. They're going younger, coach.
Mm-hmm.
They're going with young dudes.
Well, who can relate to kids, man.
And like, you can relate to a general manager, not some old ass grouchy dude. Right. You're going to bring in a general manager to, you know, run things and you want to have be on the same page? How's that work out for
like,
you?
No offense to Kleiman or anybody that's been in the coaching field for a long time. The game has changed. And if you're not willing to evolve and change and play the game the way it needs to be played, then the sport isn't, and I'm not saying that was going on with Chris Kleiman at all, but that's the climate of college sports right now. The general managers are coming in. It is a pro operation right now. And that's why the whole schedule just needs to be revamped and changed with the way, you know, that we do things. Because as we sit here today on signing day, right? Today is signing day. Penn State has no coach and K-State just changed theirs. Like, why are we doing signing day now?
Before we go full on record that they have changed coaches.
I was about to,
It's reported that it's possible. Now, again, we always go back to the analogy where there's smoke, there's fire. You've got Thamel out here talking about it. You've got On Three Sports. You've got the Mercury Sports.
The Mercury says this: Chris Kleiman is set to retire as the K-State coach as early as today. His replacement is already lined up, Colin Klein.
Yeah, then you have Pete Thamel who says, Chris Kleiman is considering stepping down at K-State. Nothing has been finalized, but the sides are in discussions. He's under contract through 2032. The Mercury Sports.
What did you just say?
He's under contract till 2032. I'll retire if that buyout's fresh.
See ya.
You're going to pay me through 2032 and I can walk away at 58 and not have to deal with this?
As long as you think that you can go out there and put your name. Like somebody said that Brian Kelly's sitting on his couch because I saw a story that came out about him earlier when he was in Notre Dame about how this player was going to be recruiting. He said, yeah, I'll talk to him after I finish my lunch.
He's such a jerk.
Wow. And the kid was like, see, I'm out. Yeah, and then they're like, yeah, see, you get to slice a pizza.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
I forget where that was from.
He's such a douche.
I mean, he really
a lot of these guys suck. Most of them do. Yeah.
And so, yeah, it looks
like. I don't think Colin Klein does.
No.
They might have gotten a good one. But to your point, the conflicting reports does have, I'm talking to my brother-in-law right now, who's just in a frenzy right now, K-State alum, and he's a little nervous that maybe that reporter was a little early, and now it's not going to happen,
Nah, there's a lot of stuff that you get information on early in the game on things, and you talk about it, and you say, and people call you a liar, 119th and null.
Yeah, of course.
So I'll just throw that out there. I'm not going to doubt a guy who covers a team and wrote it in the Manhattan Mercury that he says, but Chris Klieman is set to retire.
Yeah. This is how badly fans want this. They do not want this to be
they think they're getting duped.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, no, come on.
That's what I just want to make sure, because there's so much AI, there's so much false reporting.
Yeah,
that's why somebody's like, yeah, great job, Dusty, talking about climate. I'm like, well, yeah, dude, to be fair, if you want to know how I do my job, I want to make sure that everything is there before I go on a microphone that is more powerful than a hand grenade and say all of this stuff, especially when we're the home for Kansas City Athletics.
Let me tell you something.
Let's cross our T's and dot our I's before we're like, here's the official news. It is a conversation to be had if it does happen, because the other side of this that we can get to later on in the show as well is that be careful hiring your heroes.
Yeah, no, that is, and we will touch on that. But I think college is differently, though. I just do.
Scott Frost.
I know, but that's college. Yeah. Colleges will never learn. They always want their guy. They always want their guy. But you're talking about getting the information right. Totally opposite. But when the Belcher thing happened, we all knew what had happened, but we were not going to go on the air and say something until we knew that everything was right. We were not the first on that Saturday. Some other idiot was the first to do that. Shocker. But we had all the information correct before we went on the air and talked about it.
And I just want to say something about K-State as a football team. They should be really excited because they weren't as bad as their record shows. Utah, they lost by 4. Texas Tech was their only big loss. Baylor by 1. UCF. They beat Arizona State by 5, Army by 3, North Dakota by 3. They lost every game by one possession besides Texas Tech. They are right there. They're close.
You talking about the Chiefs or the K-State Wildcats?
Yeah, exactly.
What's K-State's record? Like 6-6?
Yeah. Are they going to a bowl?
If they win 6 games, they're in.
Yes, they're in. Beat Colorado.
Coach Klein. Yeah, there you go, Waterboy reference. I love that. And then somebody, of course, from the 9-1-3, this is not a retirement, LOL.
But we know it's not a retirement. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he said to start. We know it's not a retirement. And is Dan Kilgore going to play? But if he retires, does he get the buyout?
There's probably something.
They probably agreed to something. All right. I want my buyout, but I want to say that I retired.
Yeah. So
like him and the AD are friends. You know, they've got that relationship for years and whatnot. I expect it to be very cordial out there. That's what they do in Manhattan. It never gets ugly, really, out there. It really doesn't.
What a drop. We'll see what happens. Stay here on 96.5 The Fan all day, 10 to 2, 2 to 6. They'll be giving you all the news we can on this climate and client. Good line. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for K-State Athletics.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.